Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Dom with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Local news, Queensland Rail issued a caution this morning. Potential train delays lasting 30 minutes along Ipswich and Springfield lines due to a vehicle colliding with an overpass at Corinda. While teams were sent to assess the overpass for potential damage, this incident coincided with a day when rail unions had planned a strike. Queensland Rail expressed efforts to minimise disruptions caused by the Corinda incident and the impending union action. Pro-Palestine protesters decamped their encampment of UQ, compromising for transparent weapons research in the future. Following last week's student general meeting, UQ gained a statement of commitment from Vice-Chancellor Deborah Terry. The statement says, "Research grants and contracts in weapons manufacturing will be disclosed annually. As such, UQ acknowledges the suffering of Palestinian and Israeli peoples alike." The encampment is said to have disbanded over the weekend on Saturday. In national news, AI applications see a concerning decline in worker engagement for everyday Australians, as revealed by university researchers. The UTS study suggests workers feel ignored as AI develops new tools and processes, exposing them to increased risks and missed opportunities. Professor Nicholas Davis states, "We're about to displace employees without increasing productivity." The key findings conclude, nurses have concerns for automated patient care, the skepticism of AI among public servants, and retail worker automation is being seen in self-service checkouts.
In other national news, hundreds of thousands of Australian households are being overcharged for their electricity, with bills being based on their single highest point of usage across each month. This reality for many families is fueling claims that large power firms are using deceitful tactics to con their customers. An investigation by the ABC has found that an increasing amount of residential customers are being put onto cost-reflective tariffs, such as time of use and flexible rates. Despite seeming cost-effective, many customers face extreme bill increases, with many being unable to opt out of their confusing contracts. In international news, South Korea promises to take revenge after 600 garbage-carrying balloons were sent over the border between Saturday night and early Sunday morning. This is the second balloon bombardment, in less than a week, with South Korean officials accusing North Korea of purposefully trying to create chaos and public anxiety. South Korea's National Security Director Chang Ho-jin calls the North's balloon campaign and alleged GPS signal jamming absurd, irrational acts of provocation that a normal country cannot imagine. North Korea says it will suspend the campaign but has vowed to resume it if anti-North Korean leaflets are sent out by South Korea. For your weather today, Brisbane can expect sunny conditions all day with westerly winds of 15 to 20 kilometres per hour. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.